Jussie Smollett, happy King Day.
Happy King Day, family. Happy King Day.
Yeah. How you celebrating today?
Actually, I'm going up to Riverside Church for Ryan Coogler's putting on the blackout in celebration for the blackout, and I'm gonna be singing Strange Fruit at the Riverside Church. All of us getting together.
Oh man, not a dry eye.
Me and Chris Rock, Michael B. Jordan, Octavia Spencer, Anika Noni Rose, J. Cole. Like, just a lot of dope people are coming through.
Chris Rock singing.
No, I am singing.
So
you know they got, you know, they, I was like, can I come and eat? They like, nah, Negro, you gotta sing. Can I come and watch? Nah, bro, you gotta sing.
Man. You gotta.
So, yeah, it's gonna be fun.
You're with all of these actors as yourself, and are you all talking about what happened in Hollywood last week with the Academy Award nominations?
I haven't talked to any of my acting sisters and brothers, but I have talked about it for sure. I mean, it's a shame. It's a shame. I think despicable is kind of a good word.
Mm-hmm.
I think that especially because we're not really talking about a time when there weren't films that weren't mm-hmm. worthy of nominations. That's the main thing. You know what I'm saying? It's a thing where we had the product out. But then again, with that said, who gives a damn about these awards? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, racism is alive and well in this country and in this world. I would rather attack it in other ways rather than about a gold statue. But at the same time, it's about what
Good
it represents.
Point. Good point.
And yeah. But at the same time, it's about what that gold. What about the ignoring of extremely talented people. It's about what that says in the greater scheme of things.
And so then that's we the conversation have the that, NAACP Image Awards, for which you are receiving several nominations this year.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it's like, I take my silver black dude holes in the globe. It's all good, right?
Yeah. The NAACP Image Awards is going to be very good next month.
It's going to be wonderful. Yeah, it's going to be wonderful. And it's all of these beautiful, beautiful people, you know, who have worked really hard this past year, and I love the fact that there's a plethora of different people who are, there's so many different types of artists there that are represented, and it's a really beautiful thing. It's not one type, you know what I'm saying? Because for instance, Empire is a story about a black family. It's not the story about a black family. Right. Blackish is a story about a black family. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Power's a story about some black. There's a difference. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's so important for us to put out there.
Yeah.
And celebrate each other.
We're out of time, but Jussie Smollett is hosting the 8th season of Afropop. The ultimate cultural exchange, premiering tonight on World Channel. What is Afropop?
Afropop is a really, really beautiful, beautiful... So it's actually been, it's the 8th season, and the first season was, the seasons have been hosted by Idris Elba and Gabourey Sidibe, Mabu, Anthony Mackie. It's about indie docs, and this year we have a bunch of docs and films, and it really looks into the experience in the African diaspora. So it's really tapping into, but all different stories, you know what I'm saying? It's all different stories, and they're really, really good. Like, I didn't play around, I watched them all before I did it. And it was dope, and it's gonna be a good time, and it's to celebrate us, and that's the type of images that I want to get out there.
All right,
Afropop.
Jussie,
also, y'all check out Underground coming in March.
Jussie Smollett, that's how they say it. Jussie Smollett.
Oh yeah, Underground on WGN America. We will.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He's got a lot going on.
Congratulations.